The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 40 through 45, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 13th, 1968, in Los Angeles.
Verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, in connection with instruction of Narad Muni to Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva was disciple of Narad Muni. And Vyasadeva compiled so many Vedic literatures, Mahabharata, Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishads, various types of, not types, practically the same Vedas divided into departmental knowledge for understanding of the common people. Just like Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the history of India. Maha means great, and Bharat means India. And you see, Mahabharata is the history of two royal families fighting in the battle of Kurukshetra, and politics and diplomacy. This is the subject matter of Mahabharata. Of course, there are many nice instructions. So this Mahabharata was especially made for the less intelligent class of men. Tri Shudra Dijabandhuna Traina Sruti Gochara. Tri means omen, and Shudra means ordinary labor class of men, Sri Shudra, and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means, Dija means higher class, twice born. Shudra means once born, and Dija means twice born. That means first birth by the father and mother, and the second birth by the Vedic knowledge mother and spiritual master father. This is called second birth, according to Vedic reformatory procedure. So Dija, Dijabandhu means a person born in the higher family who are by tradition, very cultured. But a son born in that family is not cultured. He is just like Shudra, once born. He has no cultural birth. So they are called Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means born in high family, but has no quality, higher quality. They are called Dijabandhu. So for these classes of men, Mahabharata was composed by Vyasadeva. In this way, he compiled so many literatures, but he was not happy. So Narad Muni, his spiritual master, advised him to describe the activities of the Lord. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. In that connection, he says that somewhere or other, if somebody becomes in connection with Krishna consciousness or God consciousness and acts in that spirit, that is never lost. The action of Krishna conscious activities will never be lost. That is the purpose of this verse. Just like I am doing very large scale business in my present body. I am earning, just like Rockefeller, Ford, in your country, in our country also, Birla. There are many big industrialists earning money like anything, holding money. But this money, this acquisition or educational qualification, suppose in this life you become a great scientist, a great scholar, M.A., Ph.D., D.Sc., LL.D., so many titles, and very good opulence, or very good, beautiful body. So many material, these are material acquisitions. So, get birth in high family, to become highly educated. Highly educated, to become very rich, these are material acquisitions. But Srimad Bhagavat says that all these acquisitions will be finished as soon as the body is finished. The people, they do not know it. They are thinking that whatever I am acquiring in this body, that will go with me, or I shall be happy with these acquisitions. That is called illusion, maya. Because they have no knowledge that I am a spirit soul. I am changing this position of different bodies. Vāsāṃsi jinnāni yathāvihāya. Just like we change our body, dresses. This knowledge is lacking in the present civilization. They want to make permanent settlements here, but forget that any moment I shall be kicked out of the situation, I shall have to accept another situation. That is lack of education in the modern civilization. They are accepting something temporary as permanent settlement. This is called illusion. So, in this verse, Krishna advises Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, this Krishna consciousness activity, even if you achieve 1% result, what is the result? Bhakti. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatasya. This Krishna consciousness or bhakti, devotional service, means to develop attachment for Krishna, and in the same proportion develop detachment for material sense gratification. Two things cannot go on. Just like here is a glass containing water. If you want to put milk in this glass, then you have to throw away the milk, water. If you think that I shall keep half water, half milk, that can be done. But both of them become diluted or polluted. If you want to keep milk, then you have to throw out the water. And if you want to keep water, then you cannot keep milk. Similarly, bhakti parasanubhava, this is the test. If you become Krishna conscious, if you are improving in your spiritual life, proportionately, you will be detached from materialistic way of life. That is the test. Simply thinking that I am meditating so much, I am making very good advance, is not. You have to test. The test is your three improvement of spiritual life means that you become detached to the materialistic way of life. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatra. The example is, this is one example. Another example is just like if you are hungry. Actually, every man is hungry for spiritual happiness. Therefore, they are not satisfied. They are trying to gratify their senses in so many ways, but still they are not satisfied. Because actually he is hungry, just like this child crying. A mother is offering something, but he is still crying. That means he is asking something which the mother cannot understand. Similarly, the dissatisfaction of the modern world means that actually everyone is hankering after spiritual happiness. But nobody is offering. Even if it is offered, they cannot understand. They do not take it. This is the position. So here in this verse, Krishna says that somewhere or other, if you begin your activities in Krishna consciousness, even 1%, not 10%, it will never be destroyed. All other things, whatever you acquire in this present life, with the end of this body, everything is finished. Your education, your degree, your opulence, your skyscraper building, your bank balance, everything will remain where you kept, and you have to go, even leaving this body also. You have to go alone and to accept another body. But if you cultivate spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, that will go with you. And if you have finished in this life, say 10%, then next life you begin 11%. The best thing is that why not finish 10% in this life? Why should we indulge in materialistic way of life, sense gratification? That we have tried in many lives. This is human form of life. And there are many other lives also. We had been in the water, aquatics, we had been in the vegetable kingdom, we had been animals, we had been worms, so many. This is the highest boon. Labdhya sudullabhamidam bahusam bhavante. After many, many births, millions of births, here is another form of body, human form of body. And especially in the civilized society, in well-to-do society. So just try to utilize it. How to utilize it? So the consciousness, the present consciousness, polluted consciousness, should be rectified to Krishna consciousness. Satparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means purify. If you can purify your consciousness in touch with Krishna or God, that is your success. And if you can execute in certain percentage, that is your permanent asset. It will go in. Next life also, you will get chance. This is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So, every sane man, every intelligent man should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement, and whatever percentage he can achieve, he should try for it.
Those who are on this path are led to it perfectly, and their aim is one. Overwhelm the crowd of the crew, the intelligence of those who are irresolute in any way. Their small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation of heavenly planets, result in good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification, optimum life, they say that there is nothing more than this. Verse 41.
In the Vedas, there are many allurements for elevating oneself to higher standard of life. Just like in this life also, the father says, my dear boy, if you become highly educated, then you will get very nice job, you will get good salary, and you will have nice apartment, nice wife, children. Just like these are allurements for enticing one in this materialistic way of life. Similarly, there are many allurements in the Vedic literature. People are also allured to execute such things, that if you make such and such pious activities, then you get elevated to such and such high planet, and you get such and such high standard of life. These are explained there. But Krishna says that don't be misled by this allurement. He will explain also later on. Abrahma bhuvana loka, just like people are trying to go to the moon planet. They are trying to go to the moon planet by some airplane or Sputnik. Similarly, in the Vedic literature, travel to moon planet is also stated that if you act in this way, then you get promotion to get your life in the moon planet. There you shall live for 10,000 of years, and you will have so much beverages, and so many promises. But Krishna says that don't be allured. They are facts. They are not false statements. Actually, they are facts, that if you act in such and such way, you can enter in higher planetary system and you have high standard of life. But this Bhagavad Gita proposition is that don't try to live within this material world anywhere. There is Vedic instruction also. Tamasi ma jyoti gama. Don't remain within this darkness. This material world is dark. Therefore, there is need of sunlight, need of moonlight. Just like at the just now, at the night. What is this night? Night means this is the real appearance of this material world. It is dark. And when the sunlight will be visible, we shall think that it is daytime, but actually it is dark. But there is another nature that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmatu bhava anya, another spiritual nature where there is always illuminate jyoti. Jyoti means illuminate. So, Vedic injunction is don't stay within this dark material world. Just come to the illuminated world, Jyotirgam. The same thing Krishna's advice is that don't be allured to stay in any nice planet of this universe. Come out of it. Jadgatyana nivartante tad dhama paramam. That is my eternal abode. Or the best abode, where going, he'll never come back again. So, what is that?
verse 44. In the minds of those who are too attached to sensing journeys and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Lord is not such place.
Yes. Here is a very important thing. The exact Sanskrit word is bhogai sadya prasattanang payapohita kirtasam dvavasadmika buddhi rekeha kurunannam. In the beginning it has been said that you make your determination that in this life I shall execute Krishna consciousness in such a way that after leaving this body I enter into the spiritual world and go directly to Golok Vrindavan Krishna Lok. This is called Devasadmika Buddhi. Nishyadmika means determination. But he says that persons who are attached, bhoga, material enjoyment, oisadja, material opulence, bhogaisadja prasattam, those who are too much attached to material enjoyment and material sense gratification, material opulence, taya apurhita chetasam, and those who have become bewildered or mad after it, taya apurhita chetasam, those atmita buddhi, they cannot have such determination. They will fail to have such determination. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, there is voluntary renunciation. Just like Maharaj Bharat, he was the emperor of the world, and at the age of 24 years, he gave up everything. Maharaj Bharat is a very long, long ago, he appeared. But Lord Buddha, he was also princely order, and he was young man. He also gave up everything, his father's kingdom, everything that you know, because Lord Buddha is known at the present moment. So this renunciation is recommended. If we simply remain in material opulence and enjoyment, that will be our disqualification for entering into the kingdom of God. Too much attachment, too much increasing of material civilization means that next life is very much dark. Bhogai sadya prasattana. Just like the other day I was explaining, Rajaputra Chiranjiva, oh, the son of royal order, you live forever, because you do not know next life is very dark for you, because you do not cultivate any Krishna consciousness. You have got money and you are enjoying sense enjoyment, and as soon as this body will be finished, no more your control, then you are completely under the control of material nature, and you will have to accept a body as you have done in this life, because this life is preparation for the next life. You have got very concrete example. Just like President Kennedy, he was a young man, very rich man, and he got the president post with great endeavor, spending so much money. He had his wife and children, but in one moment everything finished. Everything finished. So we do not know that we are standing on a tottering platform. So have a nice arrangement we may make. This will be finished in one moment. That is we are missing. We are simply sticking to a false platform that this will save me, this will save me. No. Sarva Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that jaro vidya sab mayara vaibhav. this material advancement of civilization. Very nice, very dazzling. Just like when you pass on the street or road of your American city, it looks so nice. So many lights and so many nice illuminating signboards. But we should always remember that these nice situations is not permanent settlement. Any moment I'll have to give up everything. So therefore, if one becomes attached to this false platform, so-called illuminating false platform, then his determination to go back to Godhead will not be very much intense. That is being explained. So, bhogai sarja prasattana. What is the English translation? Yes, minds of those who are too much attached to the sense enjoyment and yes, they cannot. Therefore, we have to voluntarily accept a simple life. Just like we are sitting here on the floor. According to your American standard of life, this is not good. Therefore, no, I am in a very rich class or high class. They do not come to this because we have no sitting place. But actually, what is the difference? If you sit down on the floor or if you sit on a very nice, comfortable coach, after all you are sitting. But to secure a very nice coach, you have to waste your time so much. Your valuable time, which you could use for cultivating Krishna consciousness, you will have to waste for securing a comfortable seat of coach. This is called material civilization. That's all. You are extending the comforts of life, but you do not know that this life is temporary. How long you shall live in this comfort? Your real thing is spirit soul, which is eternal. That is also the instruction of Lord, that after gaining everything, if you lose your own soul, what is the gain? The bhogais of the prasatana. Therefore, this is another kind of disqualification for advancing in spiritual consciousness. If one becomes too much attached to this material comforts of life, according to Vedic civilization, a boy is trained to become brahmachari. Brahmachari. Brahmachari means complete celibate. No sex life, no amusement, because just to train him not to be attracted by this material sense enjoyment, then he will be able to grasp what is spiritual life. Therefore, restriction. But if from the very childhood, in the school, college, the boys and girls are allowed to enjoy sex life, then it is very difficult to understand or to enter into spiritual life. Bhogai sarja prasattanam. If we teach our children simply for sense enjoyment, how they can be spiritually advanced? The result will be confusion. Therefore, in your country, the hippies are there, confusion. They have been brought up in material sense enjoyment very nicely, but still there is confusion, frustration, because he is hankering after something better. So that is spiritual happiness. That is Krishna consciousness. So one has to understand this point, and voluntarily he has to accept this Krishna consciousness movement
and then he'll find happiness. Oh, it is sure. Those who have taken to it, just ask them, just argue with them, and see, actually, this is happiness. Oh. Yes.
The mind is fixed mind. The Vedic dictionary, the neural speech, says, when the mind is fixed from understanding itself, this is called the mind. The mind is never possible for persons interested in material senses only.
Samadhi, the yoga process, is to achieve the stage of samadhi. That means the mind being fixed up on the Supreme. But if our mind is, nature of mind is always agitated, and if we artificially give impetus to the mind to be more agitated, then where is the question of samadhi? There is no question of samadhi. They'll never be able to concentrate the mind. That is not possible. So, in this age, no process will be successful. Simply this process, this chanting Hare Krishna, anyone, it doesn't matter, in whatever condition he is, as soon as he'll hear Hare Krishna, he'll immediately join. His mind will be attracted immediately. Simplest process. Vibration. There is no question of trying to practice some breathing exercise, some sitting posture, because these things are not possible in this age. Simply we invite you to come here and simply join this chanting Hare Krishna, and very quickly you'll be spiritually advanced. This is a fact. Otherwise, there is no second alternative.
The body is never possible for persons interested in material senses only, nor for those who are bewildered by such temporary things. They are more or less condemned by the process of material energy. Verse 45. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Why is one of these modes the one?
Yes. Trigunna Visayavedan is Trigunna Bhavagana. The exact verse is like that the whole material world is working under three modes of material nature. The modes of goodness, modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. Those who are acting in the modes of goodness, they are being elevated to higher standard of life. Those who are acting in the modes of passion, they will remain in the same position as they are now. And those acting in the modes of ignorance, darkness without any knowledge, they are being degraded in lower grades of life. This is material world. But Krishna is advising Arjuna that either goodness or passion or ignorance, after all, they are activities of this material world. You have to come above, transcend this position of goodness. Goodness is not qualification for spiritual advancement, but it is helping. If a man is very good man, then it is helping to spiritual life, but that is not the cause. Here, the Krishna consciousness movement, the chanting, is directly offering spiritual life. Even one is not in goodness, even one is in the darkest part of the quality of ignorance, still he can be immediately elevated to the spiritual platform, which is recommended by Krishna, that you have come to the platform above the modes of goodness. So this Krishna consciousness movement is directly offering the spiritual platform, which is above the mode of goodness. The quality of goodness will automatically get. Any person who is in Krishna consciousness, his quality of goodness, namely he does not indulge in illicit sex life, he does not smoke even or take tea or coffee even, he does not eat any forbidden foodstuff, neither he takes part in any unnecessary gambling. So good character is immediately there. That is the test. How one is spiritually advanced will be tested how he has acquired all the good qualities. Not that a yogi is talking with a cigarette in hand. There is a picture. Back to God as somebody was talking with all the representatives. He cannot give up smoking even for a moment, chain smoker, and claiming, I am God, I am spiritually advanced, and so many nonsense. He is being kicked up by material energy in so many ways, and still he is claiming, oh, everyone is God, I am God. God is so cheap thing. And they are satisfied. Oh, I am God. That's all. So this bluffing, these cheating things are going on. And because we are unable to cheat and bluff, nobody cooperates with us. They want to be cheated and bluffed. That is the business. Yes. God.
He transcendental to all of them. He freed from all dualities and from all anxieties to gain his safety and be established in himself.
46. To establish yourself. Yourself means you are part and parcel of the Supreme. So, just like my hand, somewhere or other, if my hand becomes paralyzed, it is not working. And as soon as it is established with this body, then it will work. Oh, the nerves and veins will at once work. Similarly, established in self, because I am part and parcel of the Supreme Self. So my establishment with the Supreme Self means I will be active for Krishna. This is simple love. As soon as I am active in Krishna consciousness, that means I am established in this world. The same example. This finger, when it is diseased, just like I am moving my finger very nicely, because it is established with the whole body. But when it is detached or some other disease, I am feeling pain, I am not feeling. That is disease condition. So any person, any living entity who is not engaged in Krishna consciousness activities, he is detached, so one has to re-establish. That is Krishna consciousness. That is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means liberation. What is the liberation? Liberation means, Bhagavata explains, hitva annatharupam. Annatharupam means a different identification. When one gives up the different identification and is established in his own real identity, that is called mukti. So now our identification is that I am matter, therefore I am this body, therefore I belong to this country, therefore I am American, therefore I am this, I am that, I am that. This is our disease condition. So mukti means one has to be released from this wrong identity. And after giving up wrong identification, what is my real identification? Oh, I am Aham Brahmasmi. I am the part and parcel of the Supreme. That, so if anyone is re-established in his original constitutional position as part and parcel of the Supreme, and when he gives his energy in that way, he is liberated. This is the definition of liberation. So, this also advice here? No, 45.
The Vedas may reveal which is subject to the three modes of material nature. Right above these modes of worship, he's transcendental to all of them. He's free from all paralysis and from all anxiety to gain his
name. Yes. As soon as we are, this world is a duality. Duality means you cannot understand one thing without understanding the other. Just like light. You have no conception of light without the conception of darkness. This is called duality. Good. Unless you have experienced bad, you cannot understand good. Father. Unless there is a son, there is no meaning of father. Husband. Unless there is a wife, there is no meaning of husband. This is called duality. This world is duality. So we have to rise above this dual world and enter into the absolute world. Then they are really happy. That's all. Thank you. Any question? That is Krishna consciousness?
Well, everybody who is a devotee of Krishna, who is everybody who is a devotee initiated, so they all have Krishna, perfect enlightenment?
Yes. That I just now explained. That is liberation. I am identified just now with this matter and this body. I belong to this country, I belong to this world, this is illusion. And as soon as I can understand that I belong to none of these, I belong to Krishna, that is enlightenment. Simply changing the understanding. It is not very difficult. But it is difficult one who cannot understand. That is this. There is another thing. But if one can understand this fact, then he is immediately enlightened. Just like this light, it is now enlightened. There is illumination. And as soon as the switch is off, immediately darkness. And switch is on, immediately light. So it is not very difficult to understand. What is enlightenment? Enlightenment means aham brahmasmi. I do not belong to this material world. I belong to the Supreme Spirit. That conviction makes you enlightenment. So anyone who has got this conviction, he is enlightened. Is it not material? The initiation means beginning. The very word initiation means if you are engaged in some work just in the beginning. That is called initiation. Initiation is not the end. Initiation means you agree to enter into the world of enlightenment. And if you make progress, then more you make progress, more you become enlightened. Initiation means is the beginning. This is the dictionary word meaning, initiation. What is that meaning? Agree? Initiation? Is that? So, begin. If you begin, agree to execute Krishna consciousness, that is called initiation.
Made much spiritual progress
that you have. Many? But not many, but there are many also. But there is no statistics in my position, but the formula is that what is the use of taking statistics, how many there are? Why don't you become one of them? Why you are wasting time in that way? These are not very intellectual questions. You just try to become enlightened. What is the use of who is enlightened or not? You try to be enlightened. That's all. You are going somewhere, purchasing the plane ticket. Do you ask how many tickets you have sold? Huh? What is the use of? You just purchase your ticket and get on the aeroplane and go. Don't waste your valuable time in that way. If you are serious, just purchase ticket and get on the aeroplane and pass. That's all. All right, chant please.